Yeshaya Perek Chavov, it's the 38th Shir. Bayomahu, we're talking now at the final Geula, at the end of days. The Malbim learns it's talking about in the days of Chizkiyahu. But the other Meforshim learn it's talking about the Geula, the times of Gog u'Magog. We ended off in the previous Perek. Netzach, death will no longer exist. Kal Yisrael will be able to kaviyachol, whatever that means, Hashem, they will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the Perek begins with a song that Kal Yisrael will sing at that time, at the time of the Geula. Perek Chavvav. Bayom Hahu, on that day, the day of the Geula, Yushar Hashir Hazeh Be'eretz Yehuda. This song will be sung in the land of Yehuda. If it's referring to the times of Chizkiyahu, the point is that it's taking place in the land of Yehuda. And if it's talking about the end of days, at that point, there will only be Eretz Yehuda. There won't be two separate kingdoms. And when the Geula comes, Yehuda will be the center, and Klal Yisrael will be united. And this will be the song that they'll sing. Yushar Hashir Hazeh Be'eretz Yehuda. They will sing the following song in the land of Yehuda. Ir Oz Lanu, the city that was a stronghold, it was the strength for us, meaning Yerushalayim. Yeshua Yoshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will now place the salvation. He'll give the Yeshua Chomos V'Chel to the high walls, and Chel is the lower walls. But the walls, the strength of Yerushalayim, will be clearly not just the physical the walls, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Yeshua. Yeshua Yoshis Chomos V'Chel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will place the Yeshua, the salvation, on the Chomos V'Chel, on the walls of Yerushalayim. On the day that Gog has his downfall, Klal Yisrael will say, Yerushalayim was always Ir Oz Lanu. It was the city that was our strength in the past. And now that the final Geula, Yeshua Yoshis Chomos V'Chel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Yeshua to the walls of Yerushalayim. Pishu Sha'arim, open up the gates of Yerushalayim. V'yavo Goy Tzadik, and the righteous nation will come. The Goy Tzadik will come. Shomer Emunim, those that guarded, that kept the faith. Those that throughout the Golus was always Shomer waiting and Emunim to see that all of the promises that Hashem gave through the Nevi'im would now be brought to fulfillment, and would see the Emunas is the trust and the faith, and they're waiting to see it come to fruition, that all the promises should be fulfilled. The Gemara learns out in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amid Beis. Amarei Shlokish Kol Ha'ona Amen B'chol Kocho. Anyone who answers Amen B'chol Kocho with all of his strength, Poschmo Shari Gan Eden, they open up for him the gates of Gan Eden. If he answers Amen, Amen with all of his koyach. Tosis brings down Arei B'chol Kocho when discussing Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. Rashi says B'chol Kocho means with all of his kavana. And Tosis says B'chol Kocho means with all your kavana. Not just, and as Rashi says, with all your kavana. V'riyoymer, that it means literally that people get up a kol rom and they say it out loud as a public declaration. They don't whisper it or they say it loudly. And a person should do both. It's brought down in the halacha. He should say it out loud and he should say it with kavana. But kol ha'ona amen b'chol kocho, somebody who answers amen with all of his strength, poschim lo shari gan eden. They open up for him the gates of Gan Eden. Shenemar, because of our pasuk here. Pischu sha'arim, open up the gates, which the Gemara understands is not, the simple meaning is the gates of Yerushalayim. But we're talking, the Gemara understands it means the gates, all the gates of Gan Eden are opened. V'yovo goy tzadik, and the righteous nation will come. And who's the tzadik, who's the righteous one that comes through the gates of Gan Eden? Shomer emunim. Those that, literally, shomer can mean to wait. Again, like it says by Yaakov, when he was told the dreams of Yosef. Yosef told his father the dreams. V'oviv shomar es adavar. He guarded the matter, but it means that he waited. In other words, Yaakov believed that these dreams of Yosef were a prophecy, and Yaakov was waiting to see the fulfillment. Shomer es adavar. Shomer emunim. Those that are waiting to see the fulfillment of these prophecies, but al tikrei shomer emunim ela sheomrim amen. Shomer could be like sheomer. In fact, the Marsha says it could mean, as we learned, shomer could mean like sheomer, because the aleph doesn't have a sound, and certainly for a drusha it can be, it's as if we can put in the aleph, there is no sound to the aleph, but shomer is like shomer. Sheomer, Shomer, Shomer, Shomer Amen, those that are Sheomrim Emunim, those that say the Amens, and they, that's the ones that come through the gates. And there are many gates to Gan Eden. There are different levels based on the levels of a person's tzidkus, his righteousness. My Amen, Amr of Chanina, Kael Melech Neman. The word Amen has three letters. Each letter stands for a word, Kael, Melech, Neman. That Kael, God, is Melech, the king, Neman, that is faithful, that is trusted, that we have our trust that Hashem will, depending on the bracha, that Hashem does what has been said He does, and will do what if the bracha is talking in the future, Hashem will do it, but it's an acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch, we have our faith, that Hashem will fulfill what it says, or did fulfill what it says in the bracha. And Tosfos says, Tzorech lahar herbo, b'shor sha'omer amen. A person should think this when he answers amen. So, pischu sha'orim, open the gates, v'yovo goy tzadik, and the righteous nation should enter. Shomer emunim, that wait, or that for the fulfillment of these promises, can be understood, Sheomer Amen, the nation that says Amen. If somebody says Amen and he's Mechavin, he knows, he thinks what he's saying, it's really a tremendous declaration, an affirmation of what has said. The Gemara says, Godol Ha'one Amen, Yosemin HaMavarech. The first person blessed Hashem. And the second one is like seconding the motion. He's strengthening it, that he's also backing it up. And that's a tremendous affirmation of our belief. And therefore, all the gates are poschim lo shari Gan Eden. They open up for such a person the gates of Gan Eden. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has a similar drasha, that understanding this pasuk has to do with Amen. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, discusses a child who is Lo Aleinu, who is Nifter, but Itmar Katan Me'emasai Bo La'olam Haba, a child, a Katan. At what point does he enter Olam Haba? What does he have to do to merit Olam Haba? And there are different opinions based on Psukim. One opinion holds, once the child is born, that's enough. Mishosh Anolad. Another on Amanda Amar says, from the time that he's conceived. One opinion holds Mishor Shenimol, from the point that the child had a bris. It's brought down in Hilchas Mila, it's in Yoredeya Simen Reish Samach Gimel. It's also brought down in the Hilchas Avelus. But lo aleinu, if a child died and he didn't have a bris, so they do a bris before they bury him. Because the Gemara has an opinion, Mishor Shenimol. By the way, this Gemara has also been quoted as a source of comfort. Lo aleinu, Klai Yisrael shouldn't know this terrible misfortune. And the brach of Losia Meshakela V'akora Bartzecha should be fulfilled. People should have children. The children should live and be well. But it's mentioned very often, if a woman suffers a miscarriage and she feels such a sense of loss, and very often they get depressed. They went through the high hopes that the child, you know, they already were dreaming they're going to have a child, and now they feel the emptiness, and they, from all the excitement, now there's a terrible feeling of loss, and it's a terrible experience. But this Gemara is quoted, that even though we don't understand it, but sometimes the neshama just needs to have. There's an opinion that holds even Mishor Shenizra, from the point of conception, Mishor Sheniklat Hazera Bimei Isha, Rashi says. From the moment that there was a conception, Afilo Hipilo Imo, even if his mother miscarried, Vinimche, and whatever, that fetus dissolved and is nothing, there's nothing there. Yesh Lo Chelek Lo Asid. He has a portion in the world to come. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his reasons. Sometimes the neshama might be missing something, which we don't understand now, but it was necessary. So it's not a... Obviously, we live in this world and the person feels it's a loss, but just being aware of that, that this neshama, they were the vehicle through which this neshama reached its shleimus, and it will be Zoyche Toilam Haba. And there's another opinion, which is our Gemara. Tana Mishum Rabbi Meir, Mishah Sheyomar Amen. From the point that the child says Amen. Shenemar Pishu Sheorim, open up the gates. V'yovo Goy Tzadik, and the righteous nation will come. Shomer Emunim, those that guard the faith. Al Tikre Shomer Amunim El Shomer Amen, our same Gemara. Once a child says Amen, they open up the gates of Gan Eden, and that's his ticket for admittance. Yeah. The Targum says it means to open up the gates. V'yovo goy tzadik, and the righteous nation will come, shomer, that guarded the Torah, emunim, with a lev shalem, din toru araisa b'lev of shalem, that they guard your Torah, shomer, they guarded your Torah, emunim, with a lev shalem, wholeheartedly. Again, the value and the importance of keeping the emunah in the golus, that's what's going to be at the end. At the times, this will be the song, at the times, the downfall of Gog. The simple meaning is, peace husharim, open up the gates of Yerushalayim. But la'asi lovo, whether Yerushalayim and Olam Haba and Yemos Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim, there's a whole different stages, and all the gates are open for the nation that Shomer Emunim. Yetzer Samuch. Yetzer is the being, the creation, Samuch, that relies on you. Or Yetzer can mean the thoughts. V'chol Yetzer Machshavos Libo. Yetzer is the thoughts that a person creates. And Yetzer Samuch, these thoughts, that Samuch, that they're relying on you, Hashem. Titzar, protect him, protect the one who who relies on you. Tzitzor, protect him. Shalom, shalom, that there should be peace. And peace again. Kivacho batuach, because he's trusted in you. And the one that trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect. And Rashi learns that Kivacho batuach means there's a strong bitachon. Sheyasamuch al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person who was relying on Hashem, v'nishan alav b'chazaka, and with his power, with his strength, it was a forceful reliance, meaning he really thrust himself and was totally dependent on Hashem. Shlozoz me'emunoso, that they didn't turn from their emuna, bishvil shum aim of yisurim. No fear, no suffering, no punishment. Nothing that happened to Klal Yisrael was able to sever them from their belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bivchu v'Hashem adei ad, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu adei ad, forever. Ki v'ko Hashem, because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzur Olamim is the strength of all the worlds, in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the strength. The Malbim says that in order to have, to trust in something, you have to have two conditions. Whatever you put your faith in has to have the ability to fulfill whatever you want him to. He has to have that ability. And the second thing is he has to be a constant that he'll always be there for you, he won't change, and he'll always want to help you, and he'll always be able to help you. And these two things you find only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That bitchu v'Hashem adeyad, trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, adeyad, forever, without any interruption. Ki v'ko Hashem, because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the term Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Hashem was, is, and will be. Hashem is eternal. And Vako Hashem in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always. Tzur Olamim, it's the rock, it's the strength, it's something that we can rely on forever. Ki Heishach Yoshvei Morom, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has lowered Yoshvei Morom, those who dwell on high. The haughty, the great, the arrogant nations, like we learned about the Tsar, the city of Tyre, that was the mighty center of commerce. Or the Mitzuda says it's referring to the country of Bavel, the Kastim, who at their point were the world empire. But ki heishach yoshvei marom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've brought down those that dwell on high, those that are so exalted, Kirya Niskova, those that are in their exalted, their powerful city, but not just in the Kirya Bitsura, like a fortified city, but Niskova, an exalted, a city that has all types of greatness and success, Yashpilena, and Hashem has lowered it, Yashpilo, and like lowered it even further, Ad Eretz, to the ground. Yagieno ad Ofar, until it's reached the dirt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has lowered those that are high. It's lowered in stages, lower and lower and lower. And at this point, at the time of the defeat of Gog, and when Mashiach comes, there'll be an awareness that all the powers of the world and all the empires have been lowered and collapsed. And there is no other V'nisko Hashem Levado Vayomahu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only force. And everything else has been lowered to the lowest level possible. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it's a reference to, there's different opinions, but one opinion lists six exiles of the Sanhedrin. That the Sanhedrin, which was the Supreme Court, the greatest Chachamim of Klal Yisrael that were in the Sanhedrin, they were exiled just like Klal Yisrael was exiled, just like the Shekhinah left Yerushalayim. And it went from one place to another. Ki Heishach, Yoshvei Morom. those that dwelled on high, the Sanhedrin, was lowered. Kirya Niskova from the exalted city. Yashpilena, and it was lowered further. Yashpilo is a third level of being lowered. It went from one place to another place, the Sanhedrin. Ad Eretz, and it reached the ground. Yagieno ad Ofar, until it actually was lowered, until it was brought down to the dirt, to the dust. But the Gemara says when the Geula will come, Hisnari me'ofar kumi. What's down me'ofar kumi, what's down in the dirt, the Sanhedrin will once again rise, and it'll once again be the Sanhedrin for Klal Yisrael, and they'll once again reach their proper status. But at the time of Gog, we'll realize that all those that are haughty, all those that are high, the simple meaning is the countries of the world and the empires. The Gemara has a drasha on the Sanhedrin, but they'll all be lowered. Tirmasena rogel. They'll be trampled. Tirmasena rogel. They'll be trampled underfoot. Ragle oni. And not just the feet of important, prominent, strong people, but the feet of that simple oni. Pame dalim, the footsteps, the souls of dalim, those that are meek and those that are poor, those that have lost their power. They'll now be able to to trample those mighty empires. And Rashi says, ragle oni, the feet of the poor, the over here means Melech HaMashiach, the King of Mashiach, Shenemar Bo Oni Verochev Alachamor. Mashiach can come in different ways. And if Klal Yisrael doesn't merit, they'll come as a simple, as a poor man, an Oni who's riding a donkey. Oni Verochev Alachamor. And when Mashiach comes, though, and when Gog has its downfall, Tirmasena Rogel, the mighty countries of the world will be trampled by the foot. Ragle Oni, the feet of Mashiach, the feet of the one who was poor. Pame Dalim, the footsteps, the souls, Dalim, of those who are poor, Klal Yisrael, that till now in Golas, Klal Yisrael has been downtrodden and poor and lacking, and now Klal Yisrael will trample over these empires. This is the end of the song. Number of Mephorshim learned, this is the song that will be sung at the time of the Geula. The Novi mentions it here to get a chizuk that, again, he's already envisioning, he's already picturing the songs that will burst forth and that will sing at the coming of Mashiach. And now the Novi continues. But now we're still in Golus. And Klal Yisrael is suffering, and it's a difficult path that the tzaddikim tread on. Orach la tzaddik meisharim. The way of the tzaddikim, of the righteous, meisharim, is the straight road, the correct path. Yoshar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshar, who is the one who himself is straight. Magal tzaddik tefales. The path of the tzaddik, the circuitous route of the tzaddik, tefales, you can weigh it. One explanation of tefales is to put it like on a scale and weigh and understand what the tzaddik is going through. The reason why the tzaddikim are going to trample, why the ragle oni, the pame dalim, why Klal Yisrael will it trample over the empires of the world, is because this gedula and this control should belong to the tzaddikim, because orach la tzaddik, the path for the tzaddikim, meisharim, is always the path of yashrus, to be straight and to be upright, and he doesn't veer from that road. Yoshar, and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you yourself are Yoshar. Magal Tzadik Tefales, you weigh his path and you understand his motivation and why he does what he does and why he, what he's going through and why he makes his decisions. And therefore, the tzaddikim will be given their just reward. And Rashi understands that the tzaddikim are on a road. And as they go through the world and they keep the mitzvahs and they stay on the right path, it's a path that leads them to receive their reward. It's the straight road that leads them to Olam Haba and leads them to their schar. So Orach LaTzadik Meisharim, the path of the tzaddikim is straight. The tzaddik is referring to Yaakov Avinu and to his descendants. Yoshar and Yu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Magal Tzadik Tefales, you should weigh his path like a king who sits and he weighs which path is the best way to go. So too you should lead the tzaddik on the road that he will receive his just schar. The Malbim says that the Yeshai is about to discuss and almost complain, a taluna, a complaint kaviyachal. Why is it that now in Golus the Rishoyim have things so well? Why is the shalva of the Rishoyim? And before a Navi, before a tzaddik, like sort of voices his objection, his complaint, and why are the Rishoyim having it so well? Before even saying those words and speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this manner, the tzaddikim always begin with a tziduk hadin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know what you're doing is right. We're not questioning it that we feel we know better, it seems to be wrong. We know what you're doing is right. But now we want to understand it. As the Malbim says, he's not coming to this question b'derech taluna ki'ilu mistapek b'anhagas Hashem, as if the Novi has some type of suffix how Hashem is conducting the world. Ki odeyazos, the tzaddik knows shemishpatei Hashem emes tzodku yachtov, that everything is just and correct. Rakbola vakesh alzos, but the Novi wants to seek an answer v'lishol shi'egala unsho ala rishoyim, that the punishment that Hashem has in store should be revealed and the Rishoyim should receive their punishment now. And therefore, before saying that, first he says, definitely the Darchei Hashem are tovim ma'od. The ways of Hashem are very good. Just when there's a hester upon him and we don't see the miracles and we don't see the Yad Hashem, it causes people to stray from the right path. In the Malbim gives examples, other psukim, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Ayin Gimel, it says, Ach Tov Li Yisrael, it's only good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know it's only good for Klal Yisrael, Elohim, even when there's a Midas Adin, Leborei Levov, those that have a pure heart, I know it's only good. But vani kimat no toyu ragloi. But for me, it's almost as if my feet are slipping, that it's very difficult to fight the world, it's very difficult to fight the feeling that the Rishoyim are getting away with it. And Yirmiyah said, in Yirmiyah Perek Yud Beis, Tzadik Ato Hashem, you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're righteous. Ki Ori Ve'lecha. And even though I fight with you, I quarrel with you, but I know that you're right. Rak Mishpotim Adaber Oscha. But I'm just speaking with you about the Mishpat, the judgment, Madu Aderech Rishoyim Tzalecha. Why is the path of the Rishoyim the successful one? So too, Yeshaya, when he's about to ask why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is allowing things to happen, Orach LaTzadik Meishorim, the path that the tzaddik should go on is the path of Meishorim, the straight road. and you can't ask, and you just have to do it, and you can't have any suffix, and there's no question that l'maisa what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing is correct. And you just have to have emuna that it's all, this is the straight road to take, and this is what we have to do. But Yashar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are Yashar, and Magal Tzadik Tefales, when the Tzadik strays from the road, and he's going on a Magal, Magal is like a circuitous route, roundabout, it's not direct, and the Tzadik is just confused, and he's has all of these thoughts, he doesn't understand why, how the Hashkocha is conducting the world. And he wonders why the Rishonim are successful. And Yeshaya will continue in a moment with in the following Pesukim. But you are Kadosh Baruch, we understand Orach LaTzadik Meishorim. This is the path for the Tzadik. But we just want to understand how Kadosh Baruch Hu, how you're running the world. There's a Pirush of the Gra on Mishlei that has a pasuk which doesn't really directly pertain to this, but I feel it's appropriate, and it's such an eye-opening Gra. It's an important Gra that a person should know, be aware of, and certainly when you view the way others live, it's a Gra to have in mind. And I think it pertains to this pasuk. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Yudalid, pasuk Beis. The pasuk says as follows: Holech biyoshro, the one who goes with his yashrus, his straightness, yirei Hashem, is someone who fears Hashem. Unaloz derochav, somebody who's got a crooked, a perverted, a twisted way, Bozeo, Hashem despises. And the Gros says as follows: Holech biyoshro yirei Hashem. And again, the reason I think it's appropriate here is it's mentioned by Meforshim elsewhere. There are different words in Lashon HaKodesh to discuss a path that somebody goes on. Derech is a road, Rachava is a street. There are other, Mesila is another word for a way to travel on. Orach means a small path. Orach la tzadik. There's a path for the tzadik that's a narrow road. It's an orach, it's a narrow road. Meisharim, and it's in his straight way. Which we'll see how the Gra is going to explain a similar pasuk. But Holech biyoshro, the pasuk says in Mishlei, the one who goes on his straight path is the Yirei Hashem. And the Gros says as follows: Ki chol adam tzorich leilech b'derech hatzorich lo. We're used to thinking, which is true, that there are tariag mitzvahs that everyone has to keep. We all have the same Torah. We got the same Torah Sheval Peh, we got the same Torah Sheval Peh, and we all have to keep it. And we're used to thinking that that's where it begins and ends. And over here, the Gros says something different. Ki chol adam tzorich leilech b'derech hatzorich lo. Everybody has to go on the path that he needs. Ki ein midos b'nei adam shavo zu lezu. A person's midos, his makeup, his innate type of qualities, not everyone's the same. Certain people have certain midos that lead them to do aveiros. And another person might not have that mida. So, of course, we have to keep the Torah Shavu Chsav and the Torah Shavu Peh, the Tariag Mitzvahs. That's all true. But in terms of a person taking his private, personal conduct, everyone has his own challenges. And a person has to fence himself and protect himself very much. I was thinking it's possibly analogous to a person who has an allergy to peanuts. So for everybody else, there's no problem eating peanuts, and it's healthy and it's good, and peanuts are fine. And for this person, he has to avoid peanuts as a pikuach nefesh. It's sakonis nefashis. He's got to stay away from peanuts. It's life-threatening. So the truth is, a person has to know his midos and what type of things cause him to react. I remember it was one Purim. I was together with an Odom Gadol. I don't know if he'd want his name mentioned, but it was with a chashuv person, and I think it was just it shows you how great he is. But even so, I don't think he'd want it to be mentioned. But he was under the influence, and he told over a story, and with Rabbi Shaul Salanter, and Rabbi Shaul Salanter was once in the house with a big gevir, and the wealthy man had money out on the table. And the two of them were talking. And then the gevir, the balabas, said, "Woman, I have to get something. I'll be right back." And he turned to exit the room. And Rabbi Shaul Salanter called out. He said, "What are you doing?" Chazal say a person desires two things. Two things a person has a strong inner yetzahara for. One is arayis, forbidden relationships, forbidden women for the men. And the other is gezel, to steal. Those are the two things. Money matters and immorality are the two main natural yetzaharas that a person has. And Chazal say when it comes to arayis, when it comes to people who are forbidden relationships, you're not allowed to have yichud. You can't be secluded in a room, a man and a woman who are forbidden to be together. They can't be secluded. But people have a desire for money also. How can you leave me in the room alone with your money? And that's what Rabbi Shaul Salanter said to him. Don't remove the money. That was his question. But anyways, this Olam Gadol was on Purim, and that was, which is the way it should be for those who drink on Purim. It's my Rebbe Rav Palm used to always say on... He used to quote the Bi'ur Halacha brings down a Me'iri. A person shouldn't drink on Purim that he's degrades himself and he degrades himself. In other words, he's got to finish the meal and he's got to bench afterwards and he's got to daven Maariv. He's got to. It should bring about a Kiddush Hashem. But I remember as a Bacher, watching this Adam Gadol, I was just very impressed. When he was drunk, this is the type of thing that was on his mind. How can you leave somebody alone with the money? The story he was saying over with all, he was all inflamed and all, and he was saying it over with all the gusto. How can you leave him alone with the money? People have a Yetzirah. What the Gro is saying is everybody has to make a Dorim for himself. It's based on his Midah. Ve'ein chaveiro tzorech luzu hashmira. And his friend doesn't need that shmira. Or is there certain things that I might need to do and he doesn't need to do, certain things he has to do and I don't. V'chaveiro tzorech l'dover acher. And his friend has to do something else. Everyone has their own area where they have to be extra careful. And that's what the Gro says the Pasuk is telling you. V'lochein holeich biyoshro. The Pasuk in Mishlei. Somebody goes, it says, biyoshro, in his personal yashrus. Holech biyoshro. He goes in what's straight for him. Bederech hayosher shalo. Afal pi shebe'enei habrios hura. It's a tremendous chiddush. The Gro says there are things that a person might do that everybody else looks at him, that it's ra. And as they don't understand, the guy is not... He doesn't seem to be, as I say, imagine if somebody was, discovered he has this peanut allergy and his parents are making a special family celebration and they're serving peanuts and he just discovered he was allergic and he can't walk into the place, he just can't. And everybody else looks at it that what he's doing is terrible. There's this, why is he not participating in the festivities, but he knows for him it's life-threatening. He can't. So sometimes a person takes certain gedarim, and the Gro says that's what the person has to do. It's a shockingly the responsibility it puts on a person, on one hand to take his own gedarim, on the other hand to, I say, understand sometimes when somebody else does behavior that be'eni habriyos hura ki einon yodus mashu tzarech, they don't know what he needs. As I say, if a person knows he's a kleptomaniac, certainly such a person would not be allowed to be, you know, you ask him, can you please go to the store and pick up something for me? That person can't walk into the store alone because he knows he has itchy fingers. You know, it's, and they don't know what he needs. Va'afal pikein hu holich biyoshro. And even so, if this guy goes biyoshro, he goes on his straight path. Hu yirei Hashem. That is a person who fears Hashem. That's the way the Gros is explaining this pasuk in Mishlei. Holech b'yoshua, he goes on his straight road. That's a yirei Hashem. Ki misyori hu shlo yovel dei aveira. Because he's afraid he shouldn't come to an aveira. Machmas tivo harogil bo. Because of his nature. He knows himself, and he knows if he does a certain thing or in a certain circumstance, he will do an aveira. Unaloz derochov, somebody who twists his path. Avomisha ma'akem derochov. And the Gra again stresses, the pasuk is saying, unaloz derochov. He twists his own way. Hatzrichim lo. The derech that he needs, he twists. Bishvil iskos b'eni abrios. That others should look favorably on him and should think he's so important. Lasus dover hayosha b'einehem. He wants to impress them. Afa pisha bo machmazeli de avera. And he doesn't care that it's going to bring him to an avera, but he's only focused on what others are thinking. He's nilos derochov. His own derech he twists. Bozeu Hashem. Hashem despises a person, such a person. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea mashu tzarech. Hashem knows what this person needs. V'hu ein osa tzarech lo. And he's not doing what he needs. V'osa yosher b'eini habrios. And he's doing what's straight in the eyes of people. It's a real musar, you know. You take a girl like this and just to think about it, it's a real musar shmooze. And the girl just ends off with what we know. A ganif, if a thief steals secretly and he's caught and Bezdin finds him guilty, he has to pay kefel. He pays double. Somebody who's a goslin who just goes and he grabs it by force doesn't pay kefel. We have witnesses, we saw that he grabbed it and he's convicted, he has to give it back. But he does not pay kefel, he doesn't pay double. And the Gemara says, why is a ganef punished more than a goslin? And the answer is, kozeh hishva kvod eved lekvod kono. The person who's a goslin honors people the same way he honors Hashem. Meaning he dishonors them. He doesn't care about Hashem, and he doesn't care about people, and he steals and he does what he wants. And he gets his punishment. V'zeh lo hishva kvod eved lekvod kono. While the guy who's a ganef, he's afraid that he's being watched. And he's afraid of being noticed. But he doesn't care about Hashem. He's worried about people seeing him, but he's not worried about Hashem. So the Gra says that's shot in this pasuk. Holech biyoshro, a guy who goes on his straight path. That's the Yirei Hashem, somebody who fears Hashem. Unaloz derochov, if he twists his own derech, bozeyu, Hashem despises him, because Hashem knows what he needs. In Yeshaya, back to Pasuk Ches, af orach latzadik meishorim, Pasuk Zayin, orach latzadik meishorim, there's an orach, there's this narrow path for the tzadik. I think it can mean, as the Gro explained over there, every tzaddik has his own orach. Meisharim, and it's the straight road for him. Yoshar, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're straight. Magal tzaddik tefali. So you were able to weigh and understand the magal tzaddik, the circuitous route that sometimes the tzaddik doesn't seem to go in the most direct road, and he does things, he seems to go off of the beaten path, but you understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But af orach mishpatecho Hashem, but even on the path of your judgments, and there are different ways of understanding this phrase. One way of understanding it is, af orach mishpatecho, even when the path of your judgments, Hashem, in the path of your mishpatim Hashem, you're showing us judgment, you're showing us punishment, and exile, and galus, and suffering. But kivinucha, we hoped in you. Whatever Klal Yisrael went through, even if it was an orach mishpatecha, Hashem, but kivinucha, we hope for you. L'shimcha, for your name, ulezichrecha, and your remembrance, tavas nofesh, that's what our soul desires. Whatever Klal Yisrael, whenever we go through Golos, even if it's Orach Mishpatecha, but our hope is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our desire is to be aware of L'shimcha, L'zichrecha, to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your name and your remembrance. It could also mean, as we were explaining, that Yeshayas wants to see why the Rishayim are having such an easy time. And he says, we may not understand, you know, why the tzaddikim have it difficult. But with a tzaddik, it's possible the person's not a tzaddik. We think he is. We don't always know that what a person really is thinking, what he really does when he's not seen. So the fact that a tzaddik suffers, that Yeshaya doesn't deal with now. But af orach mishpatecha Hashem kivinucha. But we did desire to see your mishpatim, that the Rishayim, if it's clear that the person is doing wicked things and he's doing it out in the open, and we all see it and we know he's a Rasha, so we're hoping to see your mishpatim, that we should see justice on this world. L'shimcha l'zichrecha tavas nafesh, for your name and your mention, to remember you, tavas nafesh, that's what we desire. The name, which we've mentioned before, name is the way a person is known, the way he's identified, the way he's shamed, that's who he is. The name is who he is, that's the best identification. And shame here could mean the way Hashem is always, always exists. And the way Hashem conducts the world on an ongoing basis, it's the shame, it's the name, it's the reputation, it's the way we know Hashem. What we see, the hashgacha in the world, on an ongoing basis, that's the shame. Then there's the zecher, what we remember, that we don't always see, but once in a while there are miracles, and there are wonders. There's the Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's the wiping out of Sancheiriv in the times of Chizkiyah, there's miracles. After looking back on Purim, we realize the miracles over there. But L'zichrecha, what we remember, what's not ongoing, and it happens on occasion. As the Malbim explains, Zeh Shmi La'olam, this is my shame forever. V'zeh zichri l'dor v'dor, as it says, the Pasuk says, and this is my zecher l'dor v'dor. From generation to generation, at intervals, every generation, there's a zecher, but it's not a constant thing. L'shimcho l'zichricho tavas nofesh, our desire is that you should do a mishpat, and everyone should be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everyone should see that there's the hashkocha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being manhig the world, is leading the world. Nafshi ivisicha balayla. My soul, my nefesh, ivisicha balayla, desires you at night. Afruchi bekirbi. And as long as there's some ruach, as long as there's some spirit, bekirbi within me, ashacha reka, I will seek you out. I'll look for you. Ki kasher mishpatecha la'aretz. Because when your mishpat and when your judgment is here on earth, and when we see mishpat, justice and punishment, tzedek lomdu yoshvei seveil, the people who live in the civilized world, those that live on the tevel, they learn righteousness. They learn to do what's right. And somehow when things are good, people forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Klal Yisrael says, we desire to see your mishpatim. Because ki kasher mishpatecha la'aretz, when your mishpat is here on earth, tzedek lomdu yoshvei seveil, those that live on the earth will learn to do righteous. The Malbim learns, it's as if Yeshaya is saying, Nafshi, my soul! You, Hashem, are my soul. You're my whole life. You, yourself, you're Nafshi. You are my soul. Ivisicha balayla, and I desire you at night. In Golus, in the times of Tzora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... We just look forward to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if this is what is going to bring about an awareness of Hashem, Klal Yisrael is willing to go through the gullus and to suffer. Just, there should be an awareness of Hashem on this world. Ivisicha balayla, I desired you at night. And Ruchi, you are my spirit. Bekirbi, within me, Ashachar Reka, I will make you the Shachar. You are like my, you're my sunshine, you're my dawn, you're my lightness, my brightness. Everything that that Klal Yisrael has in the night, in the day, our only desire is Kavod Shamayim, Ki Kasher Mishpatecha La'aretz. Because when your judgment is here on earth, Tzedek Lomdu Yoshvei Seveil, those that live on the earth will learn to be righteous. And therefore Klal Yisrael is willing to go through the Yisurim and the suffering if that brings about Kavod Shamayim. But what about the Rishoyim having this Mishpat? The wicked should be punished, because as long as the Rishoyim get away with it and seem to have a prosperous way, they continue doing wrong. Yuchan Rosha, shall grace, should favor be shown to a Rosha? Balom Tzedek, he didn't learn righteousness. Be'eretz Nechochos Yaveil, he acts with corruption, Be'eretz Nechochos, in the land of the upright, the land of the good people, the tzaddikim, Be'eretz Nechochos, Ya'avel, you have Rishoyim, who didn't learn righteousness, and they're corrupt, and they do evil, Uval Yira Geyus Hashem. And he doesn't see the Geyus Hashem, the exaltedness, the greatness of Hashem. The Gemara says in Megillah, on Daf Vav, Yitzchak Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yuchan, show favor to Esav. That was his son, Yitzchak, Vayav, Yitzchak es Esav. Yitzchak loved Esav. He felt Esav also had a role to play in this world. And he said, Yuchan, show favor to Esav. And Yuchan is a term like Matnas Chinam. Chen is the shorish of chinam. If you show somebody a favor with when he's undiscerning, undeserving, like v'aschanan el Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, v'aschanan, he asked for a matnas chinam. Let him come to Eretz Yisrael even if he doesn't deserve it. But Yuchan, show this favor. And Hashem answered, Rosha. Yitzchak's Esav is a Rasha. So Yitzchak Avinu said, Baal Oma Tzedek, nobody could be Malamed Zechus on Esav. Nobody can defend him. And Hashem answered, Be'eretz Nechochos Yaveil, and the land of the upright, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, Yaveil, he's going to do corruption, he's going to bring about destruction. As Rashi mentions, Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash are going to be destroyed by Esav. And then Yitzchak acknowledged, Uval Yira Geyus Hashem. You're right. If so, he's not deserving of Chain, Uval Yira Geus Hashem, Esav shouldn't see the greatness of Hashem. That should be reserved for Klal Yisrael to see the Geula Shleima v'mherv Yomeinu Amen. And we'll resume Amir Hashem after Purim. For sponsorship opportunities, please call 718-436-3024. Thank you.